The Lemon List.
Today's Lemon List.
TV cartoon theme tunes.
I watch cartoons on TV all the time, and I don't even have kids. Or cable, for that matter. But thanks to the DVD collection at the San Francisco Public Library, my cartoon consumption is as oversaturated as ever. And while over the years, the quality of TV cartoons has risen and fallen faster than the tongue of a salivating dog during a snossage festival, one element has remained consistent over 50 years, the glorious theme song. And who doesn't love a good opening tune?
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
We all have our favourites, of course. Underdog is a classic.
When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for Underdog.
Speed Racer is demonic.
Here he comes, here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels.
The lyrics to the Flintstones are etched into every baby boomer's psyche.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.
Here I come to save the day.
And who hasn't caught themselves singing Mighty Mouse, coming to save the day from the intimate confines of their shower unit? But sometimes the theme tunes for even the greatest animated cartoons often leave a lot to be desired. We only remember the cream of the crop, since for every Scooby-Doo there is a Captain Kangaroo or a Bugaloo. Anyway, just to prove my point, take a listen to this theme tune for Pixie and Dixie.
Pixie, Dixie, diddly-dum, are the best of friends. Pixie, Dixie, diddly-dum, are friends until the end.
Ouch! That earache was brought to you by the usually wonderful Hanna-Barbera Studios, whose prolific output for their Saturday morning lineup is unmatched. Hanna-Barbera did tend to use a sort of semi-irritating big band mixed chorus template that made a lot of their theme tunes blend into each other.
The biggest show in town is Huckleberry Hound for all you guys and gals. Yeah, M-E-I-O-K-A, galloping all the way. Here comes Big Brother Grubb.
Harder than the Paris Fair. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's hair. At a picnic table you will find him there.
You really can't tell the difference after a while. And the occasional crimes continue through the present day. The theme for Fairly Odd Parents is classic Hanna-Barbera ripoff.
No one understands. Mom and Dad and Mickey always giving him commands. The two of them groom up in his room.
And I never could understand how Danny Elfman got away with his Simpsons theme, which is basically the Jetsons. However, there are no more classic themes than Vince Guaraldi's jazzy backing for Peanuts. In fact, jazz and cartoons go together pretty nicely. This is the Crazy Cat theme from 1962, a great Tati-esque jazzy vibe from Winston Sharples, who also did the music for Felix the Cat and over 700 great Max Fleischer cartoons. But here's the curious thing. While the quality of TV animated cartoons has declined, a lot of theme tunes have actually gotten better. Listen to how Nickelodeon's Cow and Chicken rocks the square pants off this 1957 Rough and Ready theme.
Get set, get ready, here comes Rough and Ready. They're tough, but steady, always rough and ready. They sometimes have their way.
There's no question in my mind which of those two kicks arse with the proverbial hoof. Although that said, the Angry Beavers theme does sound like a substandard Herb Alpert and the Tawana Brass. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends is pretty special.
We'll be right back.
There really is too many good ones to mention. Daria, Ren and Stimpy, the Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Laboratory, Inspector Gadget, Pinky and the Brain. Although, what's with that silly British accent?
Gee, Ren, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain.
I think we can agree Nickelodeon's Hey Arnold kind of sucks. Which brings us to the strangest, greatest cartoon of all time, with perhaps the greatest theme. The Brad Mossman theme for Glue is 39 seconds of pure genius. For the Lemonless, see you next time.